Okay, my first question for you, Munira, is can you tell me what your job description is? Because it's so long and impressive sounding, I can never remember exactly what it is.
I'm the Director of Policy for Arts, Culture and Creative Industries, which means that I advise the Mayor on what his cultural strategy should be for London.
Okay, that's great. Now, the story of London. If I'm correct, this is the biggest enterprise that's come into your territory so far. The obvious question, what's it about and what is it for?
It's a Pan-London Festival in June, packed full of events across the cultural and heritage sector. And the idea behind it is to celebrate London's past, present and future and to involve lots of organisations, big and small, around London to put on events, to encourage Londoners and visitors to go and see parts of London they wouldn't ordinarily know about. I think it's particularly important for smaller venues that maybe don't have much of a profile, and also venues in outer boroughs that maybe don't attract lots of visitors. And really, it's just a great chance to think about what London is today, where it's come from, and where we're going.
And can you give us some examples of the kinds of events that we're going to see?
Well, on each of the weekends during the month, there'll be quite large events. So the first weekend will be a walking weekend. There'll be a living history weekend, which basically English Heritage is coordinating. And that's going to have, you know, Tudor jousting at Eltham Palace and the reenactment of the historic boat journey that Henry VIII took with his wife across the river. We'll have, it's not all fun and games, we'll have a series of lectures by distinguished historians like Simon Sharma and Lisa Jardine, Tristram Hunt, Andrew Roberts. So really lots of events about all the things that we love about London. And I think lots of people like me who are kind of personally passionate about London's story will really enjoy it.
How much input has Boris himself had into this?
He's passionate about history himself, and he's desperate to do an event as part of it. We haven't quite worked out exactly what he's going to do yet. We've got a few ideas, but we'll be announcing that nearer the time as a nice surprise.
Now, history, as you know, is a sort of political battleground, tends to be. And of course, to be very simplistic about it, the traditional conservative view of history is that it's about monarchs and wars, and the progressive view of history is that it's about the workers. What sort of history is this going to be?
Well, I don't think we're going to be prescriptive, actually, about saying this is the narrative that we're projecting. There are contesting views about history, and that's right. There are disagreements, and they're deeply political. And some of the events that we're doing, for instance, the more fun family events, which are about kings and queens, which people immediately relate to and understand about London, are one kind of perspective. But then we'll also have events with particular community groups about the history of certain migrant groups. So, for instance, we're doing work with the Black Cultural Archives in Brixton. We'll be doing work with the Jewish Museum. So there are, I think, other perspectives that we'd like to include in the overall story. But rather than saying that they're different and never the twain shall meet, it's about saying that they're all part of the same story, and it's about making sense of how they overlap.
So would it be right to say that perhaps one of the good things that might come out of this is that we start to talk about and debate history and what's important and how different themes fit together, perhaps in a different way? Am I overloading it with too much meaning there, or does that sound reasonable to you?
Well, I think it comes from a genuine concern that we should all, as Londoners, talk together. And it is the case that as a city, sometimes you do feel you want to know who your neighbours are, you want to know who the other groups are in London, and it is very large. It is sometimes difficult to have that conversation. And, you know, I feel quite strongly, and I've written about for a long time, that one of the great things that makes London a fantastic city is the fact that it is so cosmopolitan, and the people who have come here from around the world have made it what it is. But we need to find ways of celebrating that and talking about it. And rather than everybody else doing their own celebration and festival, which is fine, it's good also to create those opportunities for people to come together and say, well, actually, the history of East London doesn't belong to any single group. It belongs to all of us. And what I would really, really like is for people to think that an event at the Black Cultural Archives in Brixton is not just for the black community, it's for the white community, it's for the Jewish community, and so on. And I think that kind of approach has been really positively received by the groups that we've spoken to so far, and there's been a huge amount of enthusiasm for this.
Now, you mentioned just now some of the things you've written about culture and so on, and I noticed on a blog that you gave a talk a couple of evenings ago where you you return to this theme about how you what was the phrase that was ascribed to you, cultural value, and how you decide what's of value and what isn't, and a theme in your document about culture written for the mayor. You talked about the fact that access and excellence needn't be mutually exclusive things, and there's a bit of a tendency to do that. And I think you also talk about what is described as the instrumentalist view of culture, that it's a sort of aspect of social policy and so on. I don't want to put words into your mouth, but that's broadly where you're coming from. Would the story of London express your sort of view and philosophy about culture in any way?
I think at the heart of it is what cultural institutions want to do. And the nice thing about this festival is that we're trusting the professionals to do the events that they think will be of most interest. So it's fantastic that, you know, the historic royal palaces are doing an event to mark the 500th anniversary of the accession of Henry VIII. That's exactly what they do. And, you know, I trust them to do it well. And the same with lots of arts organisations, institutions. We're going to have some really fascinating debates. I really do believe this, it's not for government and state to tell arts organisations what to do. They might want to encourage them or enable them in many ways. But I have said for a long time that what we need to do is champion and assert the value of culture in itself. And it obviously has lots of other benefits. It has economic value and it can have a social impact. But it can't do that unless it in itself is very good. And I believe that's entirely possible to do whilst maintaining a public engagement to have a wide audience for these things.
Beautifully put. Thank you very much for your time.